USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today begins what could be a record-breaking weekend for heat and oppressive humidity affecting two-thirds of the American mainland. The National Weather Service says as many as 30 cities could set record highs before it's over, among them Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot says,
"We have a coordinated, collaborative, and comprehensive response to the coming heat wave, ensuring resources are readily accessible for every Chicagoan."
Iran is denying a claim that the U.S. destroyed one of its drones yesterday. The Iranian military says all of its aircraft are accounted for, even suggesting now that the U.S. military may have shot down one of its own drones. Yesterday, President Trump told reporters an American vessel took defensive action against an Iranian drone as it was entering the Strait of Hormuz. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
The death toll now at 33 and a suspect in custody after an arson at a Japanese animation studio. A 41-year-old man setting fire to the building, and he's among the many injured and still hospitalized. Many wonder why the man did it. Comic book artist Jeffrey Cruz was attending Comic-Con in San Diego yesterday.
Animation there is regarded fairly highly, so for something like this to happen to that industry specifically, it's pretty insane.
There are reports investigators think the man may have done it because he felt that the studio was stealing his ideas. Democrats now say the U.S. Senate will vote on the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund bill next week. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a compromise has been reached in a dispute over the funding for victims of the 2001 attacks. Disney's anticipated Lion King hits theaters today, the live-action drama with voices of Beyoncé and Seth Rogen. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Yesterday was a second day of protests by supporters of Eric Garner in New York City, 5 years after the African-American man's death, after he was put in a chokehold by a white police officer, leading apparently to Garner's death by an asthma attack. Protesters have promised 11 days of demonstrations after the Department of Justice ruled this week that no civil charges would be filed against the officer who put him in that chokehold. One of Garner's relatives saying during a protest yesterday,
"It wasn't only people that looked like me, it was everyone, and that's the way that it should be."
Delta Airlines will soon have doses of Narcan included in the emergency medical kits on board all of its aircraft. The emergency medication used to reverse opioid overdoses now being added after a passenger on a recent Delta flight tweeted that a man died, saying afterwards other passengers and even a doctor were unable to save him because the antidote was not available. Delta says the medication will now be available by this fall. So far, United, Frontier, and Alaska Airlines, and now, soon, Delta, will have added the life-saving medication to their fleet of aircraft. And organizers of Woodstock 50 have reapplied to try to hold the festival at a site in New York State after a town planning board rejected their appeal for a permit a few days ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.